we were, you know, woken up by rockets coming in. My family are here with, I have my grandson here and my son and his wife, and they're in the basement most of the time. And actually, I thought I would try and get away a bit, and I actually went off to Tel Aviv earlier on in the day. Hoping to get away a little bit, actually, from the rockets. And it's always nerve-wracking. You don't really want to go out on the streets because you're afraid that you may be caught with a siren, and then you're away from a shelter or somewhere to take cover. And that's exactly what happened to me. And unfortunately, the sirens went off just outside Ashdod, and I was on the main road, and I had to pull over at the side. And it was it was horrible, actually, to see the Iron Dome defense system was firing off, and unfortunately I saw two hits in Ashdod, two rockets that came in and in Ashdod. So that was very nerve-wracking.
What did they hit, Victoria?
Well, from what I could see, it was right in the middle of the city, so it must have been buildings. I believe it was. I've since, from the main road, it was obviously right in the middle of a built-up area, so a residential area. So I've no doubt it hit houses, and those are the reports that I've since seen on TV as well. But I was actually there and saw a puff of sort of smoke or dust and so on, apart from the noise, terrific noise. So I knew there'd been damage there that got through to the centre of Ashdod, yeah.
And you said that you were driving along and you were caught up in the middle of a rocket attack coming over from Gaza. So what happened? What can you do if you're in your car on a main road when shells are coming overhead?
Yeah, well, that's why you don't really want to go out. Well, in fact, you put on the radio, because on the radio station we are alerted if there's a red alert and the siren's going, because obviously you can't hear that when you're driving in your car. So we hear it on the radio, so immediately you see all the cars pull over, and the instructions are very clear. You stop the car and you get out and you lie down on the floor, basically. If you're lying on the floor, you're a lot safer than actually standing up or because of shrapnel and so on, if you never know where these things are going to land. And those are the instructions. That's exactly what we did.
So you got out of your car. You got out of your car on a main road, and just lay down on the floor.
Well, at the side of the road. I mean, obviously you have to stop carefully. I mean, you know, you stop as quickly and safely as you can at the side of the road. Get out of the car that's all you can do, really. There's nothing else. Unless if you're near a building, that's great. If you're on a road and you're near a building, run into a building. But if you're on a main road, you're not near buildings, you see. It's like a major highway. So all you can do is keep as low as possible.
And as you're lying there, Victoria, on the side of the road with shells coming overhead, what are you thinking? What are you seeing?
Really thinking anything. It's just kind of, I know this sounds strange, but it's like it's very frightening, but you for that particular moment it's like sort of being in a film, really. You think, are you really here? It's almost like watching a film and the realization that, my God, you're actually in this thing. And it's just odd. I don't really have the words to explain it. The noise is frightening, first of all. It's much louder when you're actually outside, because I'm in the shelter all the time. I'm in the basement. So to be actually outside, the noise is tremendous, and you don't think, it's just sort of happening around you, really. And I don't know. I honestly don't have the words to describe that. It's horrible.